Shop the Menard Day Sale for big savings on everything to update your home. You'll find great deals on paint, flooring, home decor, cabinets, and much more. Get unbeatable performance at an unbeatable price with Pittsburgh Ultra Advanced Stain from Menards. It's a stain and sealant in one, making it perfect for both new and previously stained wood. Save $10 a gallon. That's $50 on 5-gallon pails after instant savings and rebates.
Save big money at Menards.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. My friends are never going
to
believe it.
Right now, Kate is in her zone and freaking out thanks to the $20 reward she just earned with AutoZone Rewards, because Kate feels like the proud winner of a one-way ticket to a lap of luxury.
Woo-hoo!
Which should wear off pretty soon.
Best day ever. This is so cool. I don't believe it.
That's Kate's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hockey Expo USA is coming to Chicago Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th at Schaumburg Convention Center. Guest appearances by Bobby Hall, Ed Belfour, Jeremy Roenick, the Hanson Brothers, the Blackhawks Ice Girls, the Score Zone Jay Zawoski, and more. Clinics on how to improve your game, nutrition tips from experts, and a silent auction with all proceeds going to Blackhawks charities with donations accepted for the Give Bonnie Strong 77 Foundation. For more info or to purchase tickets, go to HockeyExpoUSA.com.
Hanley here for DraftKings.com. Last football season, DraftKings crowned more millionaires than any one-week fantasy sports site anywhere. And this season, the prizes are even bigger. So join Mike from New Hampshire, or Mikey Millions, as his friends call him, and become the next fantasy football millionaire. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com. Do it right now. Use the promo code Chicago, and you will play for free for a shot at $2 million in the week one $10 million maker. That's Chicago for that free entry. Do it right now. DraftKings.com.
Need the speed to power all of your devices? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi, so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Halas Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversators and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 5 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We begin with football, as the Bears held their final practice today prior to their final preseason game, which will be Thursday night at Soldier Field against Cleveland. Now, a flock of players again sat out practice today, including wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey, who has already been out longer than the Bears first said he would be. So the question now to John Fox, will Jeffrey be ready for the season opener?
You know, as I mentioned a lot of times, I prefer they're out here, but until they're cleared medically, I don't have them. So, again, I can't predict what's going to happen, going forward, other than day to day. So we'll assess it. And, the plan is hopefully we get everybody ready.
And the Bears today also picked up quarterback Zach Dysart, and they placed running back Denoris Perry on IR. Turning to baseball, the flags are whipping a lot as the wind is blowing straight out to center here at Wrigley Field. And since Dan Heron is tied for the Major League lead with 29 home runs, probably not a good thing for him. Javier Baez is in the starting lineup this evening. He'll play second base and hit seventh, and pitchers Rafael Soriano and James Rummated for assignment. Two members of the Kansas City Royals have come down with chicken pox, Alex Rios and Kelvin Herrera. They'll both be out a couple of weeks. The White Sox up in Minnesota tonight with Chris Sale on the mound and one game in progress. They're in the ninth inning, Arizona leading Colorado. The score there is 6-3. Preseason coverage on the Score brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for preseason coverage, and this scoreboard update brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway. Your Menard 670 weather the rest of the afternoon, sunny, hot, humid, highs around 90. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brent Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him. Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is the other side of the euphoria in Chicago.
Hub Arkish.
I'd get in the round with Mayweather for 40, 50 grand. I mean, he can't break an egg.
Hey, I'll fight them both the same night for the right price.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter, at Hub Arkish. He is at Shy Football. He runs ChicagoFootball.com. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hub, first of the news of the day, claimed off waivers quarterback Zach Dysart, familiar with the Adam Gase offense and might actually just run out on the field a couple nights and run it. And they've found a very large, very inexperienced tight end in Gannon Sinclair. What know you about they?
Well, I think Gannon Sinclair probably has about a five-day future with the Bears. I don't know that he's done enough that he's going to take the spot of one of the current tight ends. Zach Miller has been lining up as a second tight end, starting in almost every game. I think they like Bear Pasco a lot as an inline blocker, and Dante Rosario is on the bubble, but I would think would have an advantage over Sinclair. So that's a let's take a look. He was available for the last week. Dysart is far more interesting, though, because I don't know anybody who is overwhelmed by what they've seen of Jimmy Clausen. There is the concussion, you know, currently. I don't know that it's a big deal or not. It's the second one in less than 12 months. And Dysart is a far more serious prospect, shall we say, than Shane Garden ever was. So that'll be curious to watch. I don't know. I don't think Dysart would qualify. I don't know this for a fact. I don't think he's going to qualify for the practice squad. So they must be at least thinking about the possibility of letting him compete with Clausen by bringing him in.
Hub, as we go forward and thinking about not so much this year, which is going to be very bad, but going forward toward next year and the year after, do you see the makings of some sort of a linebacking core? I mean, they're going to, especially for this scheme, they're going to have to find some guys who can run and cover and do things on a football field, like tackle, for example. Do you see the makings of something somewhere?
Barry, let me real quickly take back what I just said. Actually, I think Dysart would qualify for the practice squad. I don't know if that's why they're bringing him in, but I don't want to give bad information there. I think he probably could get there if he could clear waivers and they could get him signed.
Okay.
You know, as far as the linebacking core, obviously right now, Pernell McPhee, we're talking about the new 3-4, and so you know, it's built around him. Even if Jared Allen plays it successfully, the $12 million salary cap hit is gone. I don't see him having a long future with the club there. We really don't know where Lamar Houston is going to settle. I do like Sam Acho a lot, and so even though he's not a youngster, I think he could be around for a while. So I think they're going to be okay on the outside with some combination of these guys. I still really like David Bass, although I don't know if he makes the football team. Inside, they're in trouble. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
I've had my doubts all along. I understand the Shane McClellan experiment. I understand that that's where he played in college and it made sense to look at him there. But if ever you needed proof that he's just not physical enough to play the position, that was there for you in the first half on Saturday.
Thank you.
You know, Christian Jones is a nice football player. He's a nice prospect, but he's not ready yet. He's kind of lost out there. And, you know, maybe part of that is because McClellan is just learning it. So even though we haven't seen anything tremendous out of Mason Foster and John Bostic, I think they're your two best inside backers right now. You know, they're the guys that I would see that I would start the season with. I don't know what Vic Fangio and John Fox are thinking about. A lot of people are excited about the Timu kid, the free agent, because he had a pick in that first game. The reality is he hasn't shown all that much either. So they've got issues at inside linebacker. Outside linebacker, they can probably cobble something together with what's on the roster, but I just don't know that they're going to be good enough inside.
And they have a secondary that can't run. I mean, people say, well, they've overhauled the secondary from 2014. All those four guys are gone. You got new corners, you got new safeties, and I still don't see anybody that can move his feet quickly enough. You know, Matt Bowen made the point yesterday, and it sounded like a joke, but he said in the entire preseason, he has yet to see a Bears defensive back make a play on a ball.
Well, and the guy with the best ball hawking skills is gone. That was Tim Jennings. And again, I can't get on them for that. I really believe that decision was made last February or March. Sometimes it's just a matter of taste. I think it's what it came down to for these guys. But to pretend that you're getting younger or as talented by bringing in Tracy Porter or Alan Ball, that's really not true. I mean, they're a year or two younger, but these guys are both 6 and 8 year veterans themselves who aren't as talented as Jennings and haven't had the success that he did. You know, the hope is that Kyle Fuller will be that guy. I will tell you this. I like this kid, Terrence Mitchell. I like everything I've seen of him. I think they may have found something there. I was surprised that Al Lewis Jean went on the first cut. I wouldn't have been shocked if it was the second cut, but I know that they liked him here last year. He played a lot the last third of the season. He was getting a lot of reps with the first team special teams unit, and I thought he had a chance. So that one caught me off guard a little bit. And even Adrian Amos, guys, I think now we see what's happening. I had no idea Ryan Mundy was hurt that bad. You know, if he's bad enough to go on season-ending IR, that's why they promoted Amos as quickly as they did. It's obvious Brock Vereen's not going to be the answer, so they're getting a real good look. I haven't seen anything horrible from Amos, but I haven't seen anything to suggest that he's ready to be a starting safety in the league either. So, yeah, you know, there's problems in the secondary. There's no way to spend it. The two guys who've had the best camp are clearly Terrence Mitchell and Sherrick McManus, and I suspect that Terrence Mitchell will get a chance to take that job away from Alan Ball. You got to be committed to Kyle Fuller. I think they should be. I'm disappointed what I've seen so far, but when you look at the athlete, he's your first round pick. You got to give him some more time. I'd like to see Mitchell get a chance across from him, and if that doesn't work, I'd even give McManus a shot because he's one of these guys who got pigeonholed as a special teams ace, but he's been arguably their best corner throughout training camp.
And now we know Kyle Long is indeed getting reps at right tackle, and with Jermon Bushrod's back is still troubling him, and whether or not that's the reason behind his own poor play, we don't know. But between Bushrod and Charles Leno and Jordan Mills, we've seen some genuinely bad tackle play on display. Would you be open to the possibility of simply putting Kyle Long at left tackle? Why really worry about trying to half-step this when it looks like the wheels are already coming off this season? He's your best player. Why not see if he can actually begin to play the most important position on the line?
You know, Dan, I hate when we have to play this game of trying to read the answers that are supposed to be in English, to watch the body language, to read between the lines. But I asked John Fox yesterday what he thought of the play of Shane McClellan and Christian Jones. And to try and be as close to, I don't have it in front of me, but to quote him as closely as I can, he said that, "I thought on defense we were our own worst enemy a number of the times, talking about everybody," he said. "But as far as that, too, they're making progress. You know, they're doing well." Then, when I asked him if Jermon Bushrod was 100% healthy, he gave me the cliche, "Nobody's 100% healthy," which isn't really true. The third week of training camp, you should be pretty close to 100% healthy. It's usually, you know, mid-season, week 10, week 12 that you start hearing that line. And he said, "But he's been decent. We'll see how that progresses." And so,